Here in LA, there are a bunch of posters plastered downtown. A blurry face on a white background with bold black text.
It says, Tevez Cosetile, professionally known as Earl Sweatshirt, presents the studio album, Some Rap Songs. This makes me so happy.
Tevez Cosetile, aka Earl Sweatshirt, hadn't seen these posters until I showed him a photo as we sat by the beach. He told me he loves that the posters have his birth name and his stage name. The play between those identities, Earl and Tebe, is a key part of this album, Some Rap Songs.
Ben, we don't break, we not the bang. Plus. We all we got. Switch, whips, we locate, way out of state.
This is the most involved fusion dance between my actual self and this, like, other thing.
The persona.
Yeah.
The persona Earl Sweatshirt carries baggage. He became famous 8 years ago at the age of 16 with music and videos that were deliberately shocking and violent. And we should mention that there's language in our conversation that might offend some listeners.
Earl Sweatshirt is a loaded phrase. Like, if you write an article about me right now, you have to do the obligatory first paragraph about Samoa. You have to do the thing. It comes with something. Earl Sweatshirt comes with something.
So that obligatory paragraph about Samoa. Just as Earl started to get famous, he disappeared. His fans turned Free Earl into a meme. Turns out his mother had sent him to the South Pacific to attend a school in Samoa for at-risk boys. He says the experience helped him grow up and cemented his love for the ocean.
Yeah, we are at the beach. We're looking at the beautiful California coastline, baby.
At this beach club, he looked relaxed in a black hoodie. And this album feels relaxed. There's less of the acrobatic wordplay that made him famous. These are the first sounds we hear.
Imprecise words.
Yeah. See, get it, cause you mean it.
I asked Earl, Tebe, about the album title, Some Rap Songs.
I was gonna say that it was like some tongue-in-cheek thing, but even saying that is tongue-in-cheek. Because it is what it is. I swear to God, that's some rap songs right there.
It's funny because Pitchfork said that this album blurs the line between avant-garde jazz and hip-hop, which doesn't sound like a description of an album that would be called Some Rap Songs.
I mean, then you gotta look at really, like, what is rap? Black expression, bro. And what was jazz? It's black expression, bro.
I couldn't find a friend. Had to rely on my words. I be with Mike, man. 9 days I be with Sage with six.
Are you trying to expand the definition of rap?
I'm going back to what it is. Black expression is directly related to pain. At least this black expression is. And then if you want to compare it to jazz, when it started getting avant-garde, niggas was wailing. Niggas using these instruments to express very crazy emotions that come as a result of these sometimes cursed existence.
You come from a lineage of wordsmiths. Your parents work with words. Your mother is UCLA law professor, and your father was the poet laureate of South Africa. You had planned to reunite with your father, who you had not seen for years, and then he died very suddenly. And one of the tracks on this album samples his voice and your mother's voice. It's called Playing Possum.
To my mentors and comrades in arms, those present and those gone on, thank you to my family.
Can you see them now?
To my partner with
three. This excerpt from my mom's keynote speech that she gave is just really beautiful opening that she did. And then from my dad's poem, Anguish Longer Than Sorrow.
Consider
who have let me be distracted and inconsistent in my attention.
The premature daily death of their dreams.
One of the things that strikes me about the voices of your two parents is that your mother, if I interpret this right, seems to be talking about family in a very immediate literal sense. And your father seems to be talking about family in a much more global human sense.
Yeah, that's them, bro.
That's who they are.
That's them. My mom cares about the global human family, but has made it very clear that she cares about her family before that. Where my dad his commitment, you see it, bro. His commitment to people, and it was an unapologetic one. There's parts, though, where my dad, at the beginning, just, like, takes some my mom says and just real, in just one fell swoop, just decentralizes the West as the center of that statement.
Thank you to my brothers. My niece,
border.
My nephews, my sisters, my friends,
refugee,
my whole family network.
The last line of that poem is, let me borrow the rememberer's voice while I can and say,
and say,
you know the real deal.
To have a home is not a favor.
To have a home is not a favor.
Which just, like, scratches a good itch.
Do you feel like you're carrying on his legacy? I mean, as a rapper, the son of a poet?
Eh.
That sounds like a no.
It's the word, man. It's not...
word legacy.
Not even that. I'm just talking about... I feel like that takes away from the work that both of them put in, like, that just went into making words what they were to me. But I think what kind of churns my stomach about it is, this man, when he was 21 years old, got exiled and was, you feel like it was...
He left South Africa for the United States.
Different. When I was 21, I was at South by Southwest. You know what I'm saying? different lifestyles, bro.
Right.
And I'm on the way. Family saw you on a stage. Left it not a maze.
This loss is now coming up on 1 year ago. And how are you feeling about the journey you've traveled in that year?
Man, it's been so much. The frustration, bruh, of losing my pops.
Picking out his grave can't help but fill out a place. Try and cast a raise, death the house, the sour taste.
I think I'm still resentful.
Of what?
That, like, this weird set of experiences is happening to me. I know I shouldn't be, but I, like, not shouldn't be, but I know that this is a step in a series of steps towards, like, not being in this place.
Dark face on the news, clouds gray on the move, on the way like the truth.
Tebe Kositsile, the rapper Earl Sweatshirt. His new album is Some Rap Songs.